This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. As U.S. Democratic lawmakers prepare to introduce articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, a prominent member of his party says she will vote to impeach him. Representative Liz Cheney said that she will vote to impeach President Trump. Cheney holds a high-ranking position in Republican leadership as the chair of the House Republican Conference. In a statement noting that President Trump had, quote, summoned this mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack on the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday, Cheney announced her decision. Following Cheney's announcement, Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois said he too will vote for impeachment of the president. In his statement, he said, there is no doubt in my mind that the President of the United States broke his oath of office and incited this insurrection. Earlier Tuesday, Republican Representative John Katko of New York said he will vote to impeach the president as well. President Trump said Tuesday that Democratic lawmakers' push to impeach him in the last days of his presidency is absolutely ridiculous. Speaking to reporters for the first time since thousands of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol to try to upend his defeat for re-election, President Trump rejected any contention that he was responsible for the mayhem that left five people dead. The House is set to vote Tuesday on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove him from office. The measure, which is expected to pass, sets a 24-hour deadline for the vice president to respond. However, he has not given an indication he supports the removal of President Trump. That would set the stage for a House vote on impeachment Wednesday. This is VOA News. The U.S.'s Federal Bureau of Investigation says it has opened 160 cases following the storming of an attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. The head of the agency's Washington field office held a news conference Tuesday afternoon, updating the public on where the FBI stands on the investigation. The assistant director in charge of the field office said the FBI had received 100,000 videos and pictures as tips. U.S. Acting Attorney Michael Sherwin said 70 cases have already been charged, and he expects that will grow into the hundreds. The attack on the Capitol happened after President Trump spoke at a rally near the White House last Wednesday. He then urged thousands of supporters to fight against lawmakers, certifying that he had lost his re-election contest to Democrat President-elect Joe Biden. Protesters then marched to the Capitol, breaking down doors and going through windows, ransacking several lawmakers' offices and scuffling with police. Five people died, including a Capitol police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. President Trump, making his first public appearance since the attack, said he is not concerned about the 25th Amendment allowing his cabinet to remove him from office. He said, quote, the 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me. Taiwan's foreign ministry said on Wednesday it understood and respected a decision by the U.S. State Department to cancel a visit to the island by the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Taiwan said it would welcome Ambassador Kelly Craft another time. The U.S. State Department announced it canceled all travel this week, including that planned visit to Taiwan. That's according to a State Department spokeswoman on Tuesday. Kraft was due to visit Taiwan from Wednesday to Friday, prompting China to warn that Washington was playing with fire. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday that all travel this week had been canceled, including a trip by him to Europe as part of the transition to the incoming Biden administration. But European diplomats and other people familiar with the matter said Luxembourg's foreign minister and top European Union officials had declined to meet with him during his planned European trip. The Trump administration said Tuesday it will release millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses in order to vaccinate Americans older than age 65, as well as those with underlying health conditions. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.